Now, obviously, if I were doing a whole coach session, we could keep doing this and really flesh out everything and write it down. But I wanted to give you enough so you got the idea of how to sequence it and to begin to think about it. If you do this, it's going to be really very nice for yourself.
By the way, this works really great in business meetings.
Yeah.
Because you can run a business meeting and say, okay, let's all embrace the dreams. Let's hold off on any critical feedback, and we're just going to be in dreaming mode and literally map it out, and it really works well for business planning.
So many times in team building, we've used different, we'll be in a room like this with a team. You say, this is our dreaming corner. This is our realist place that are planning. This is the evaluator or the critic over here.
You can set up a flip chart here, one over there, one there, and really just anchor the groups. And we've used that in business planning sessions, and it works well with our staff. So
find a partner. Anchor each one of these first, so you can anchor these different states. So you have an anchor just sort of physiologically. And then take a goal through it and do at least like 6 or 7 of these.
And remember, when you get to evaluator, you ask how. So how can you overcome whatever it is?
Now, this is another kind of process that can be incredibly rich and deep. And so basically, for the time we have, if you just get the sequence in mind to get it started, you could do all kinds of things on your own with this one. You clear?
When you anchor physiologically the dreamer, you were doing this. When she was going to the other one, she was using the dreamer.
She came over here and she did this, and it popped her back into dreamer, so I brought her back.
Okay, so you make sure that they change the physiology
anchor
as well.
Right.
Physiological anchor as well.
Yeah. Because notice otherwise you can start getting these all kind of mixed up.
Yeah, that's
so you want to be as guide listening carefully. Are they a dreamer, realist, or critic?
Right.
So if I'm here and I go, I really want to start this business educating kids, but, that's going to be a lot of work.
Then you move out. Okay, go ahead. There you go.
Yeah, you break
so
state.
How?
Dream the dream. Well, I really want to start this for kids. How will you do it? Yeah, but then you say, turn this into a how question. So... And that is all it really is, basically.
Yes.
So you want to, if you go through 5 or 6 or 7 iterations of that, like we just did, you begin to build it in. Yes?
A quick question. You said the example you just gave, I really want to do it, but it's going to be a lot of work. You just go ahead and move them all the way over two spots? Or
no, I just break state and say, I really want to do it, and I've got this idea. Then plan out that part. I would make sure you have them go through the sequence each time.
I mean, if they come up with that and they come out of,
If I start criticizing, here is break state, is what I'm saying. You go, and then just do the dream part without any criticism, plan part, evaluate part. You want to make sure you keep it really clean for the person. But see, if I'm a dreamer and I go, I want to do this, but it's so expensive, you take me to critic, then I'm criticizing the dream, which is what you don't want. Okay, so... Anybody want these floor cards? They're really good ones. Okay, so find your partner.